88BD. Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo. Kilo Alpha, Hotel Zulu Mobile. TG8X8, 8RK. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on?
There's a swap.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to wait for game night. There's really nothing I need.
I got to go in an official capacity.
Lead train? Yeah, okay. Well, I could have used a lead yesterday. I had some hacker on HF on 40 meters, and he just wouldn't give it up, and I finally just... I had what I needed for an activation, and I finally was able to work this guy's call out in Colorado, because he was like the same S unit. He was bootlegging some Californian guy's call.
I didn't quite get that. So he was he using the wrong call sign?
He was using some California guy's call sign. And the California station's on 40 meters, they're pretty weak, and this guy was like S9.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Real good. Or not good. Well, yeah, well, I'm headed for the swap, and Larry Camp was supposed to hand off all of the Hamfest stuff to me there, but he couldn't make it out of cold water. He said the roads were too slick.
Okay, well, it was a dusting in Dearborn. Yeah, so this Colorado station, I was trying to get his call sign, and every time he would give his call, this guy would put in his N6 call right on top of him.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely. The way things are going, radio direction finding is a skill we're going to need. And, I was getting slick in Ann Arbor, and I don't know where I'm at now. Bloomfield Hills, I'm going across Corton, east of Lazar. And it's getting a little slick here, too. I figure by the time I go home at noon, it'll be fine. I was debating whether to take extra stuff or not, and good thing I did. I'll have something to hand out.
Okay, KG887. Yeah, those handles you have at the show there, it's kind of nice that they offer those for free on the web page when you buy something else.
Buy one, get one free. Those things drive me crazy. But, I don't know if you know, I'm the new Michigan section manager, although it's not official until... the first of the year, and it says that my dash is my front radar sensor is snowed up, so I can't use adaptive cruise control. AA8RK, Corton and Woodward.
I found that out to be a problem coming back from the Edmund Fitzgerald activation. Yeah, kind of like had snow squalls all the way down 75 on the way home, and I couldn't use the cruise control, so I don't know. Oh well, technology sometimes it goes too far. Anyway, I take some of those flyers in my car in case I have inquisitive people that I could lure into the hobby. KG8X7.
Roger, roger.
AEACUW. Good morning, gentlemen.
But, I had a messenger bag and I repurposed it for the whole HamFest handouts. So when I was at orientation in September, they gave me a bunch of stuff. So I'll use that. Not even sure what's in there. I do have some pens. Those are nice giveaways. I was hoping to find a drugstore here somewhere along the way that was open. Haven't seen one. I want to pick up a big bag of Jolly Ranchers or some kind of candy to throw on the table. 888 Arcade.
Sugar, that's a good lure. Yeah, most of the cars, at least all of mine, have a pocket in the back of the driver's seat or the passenger seat. And so I stick some of those pamphlets in the pocket.
Yep. Good, that's a good move. I can do that now. Maybe in another year my grandkids will get into it, but... I don't expect to see much anything here on Big Beaver or Horton or whatever I'm on. But I might. Whatever's open at 7:13 on a Sunday morning. I've got I'll fill up my coffee cup at the swap. There's probably not going to be, oh, here's a Nordstrom. They won't have coffee.
What's up with you, Ed Mike?
KG8HZ Mobile.
Yeah, at this hour, about all you're going to find open is gas stations. And most of them nowadays will have your Jolly Ranchers and coffee.
Oh, good. And out here in Troy or whatever this is, it is slick. Be careful. And Larry Camp, our section manager, bailed. Said he got on 94 and said, nope, not for me today. But out here, I don't know if they even have gas stations. There's Bank of America. I don't have enough room to turn in there. I'm going to loop around and get some cash. 888 Arcade.
There'll be some somewhere around there. I'm up at Great Lakes Crossing right now, heading south. I'm going to hit the first watch on Maple. That's a mile south of the swap for breakfast, and then I'll be up there. You'll know me. I'm yellow.
Okay. Well, if you want to say hi, I'll be at the ARRL table, wherever that is. It is slick here. Larry Camp coming out of Coldwater couldn't make it. So, news at 11. Now I got to figure out how to get into that darn bank. 888 Arcade, Jerry.
For that single-digit stuff earlier in the week.
That looks like we doubled. When we get to the swap, I'll have to drop by the ARRL table and tell you the perfect reason to not pay ARRL dues anymore. You'll like it.
Okay. You can tell me. I will listen. I'm all ears. I'm going to talk to the monkey here and see if he has any green stamps for me. Okay.
I'll tell you now, save you the suspense. When I did the paper upgrade from Tech Plus to General, one of the approved of license was the ARRL minutes where they approved my life membership.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get to the swap, you can explain that more. Okay. TGA Thread Mobile. Okay. Well, the ATM said, here you go, buckaroo. So I am funded better than I was before. In case there is something that I didn't know I needed at the swap. I'll be back on to Quarton here. Or Big Beaver. Oh, it's Big Beaver. What a name for a street. What have I got to say? I'm on my way. Okay.
Well, I'm on my way to breakfast, but Big Beaver has a lot of needs. It's also Metropolitan Beach Parkway and 16 Mile Road.
This morning, see if the 10-meter band is open. Yeah, because it's close to BJA Warehouse, and there's a couple items I could pick up this morning at 8 o'clock when they open. But I'll just double-check their start time.
Okay, well, here's the gas station. It's my flavor, too. I don't need gas. I'm going to go in and see if they got Jolly Ranchers and decaf coffee. AA Intercape. And the ABS kicked in.
It's too early for decaf, WANYXM.
Not for me. If it's giving me caffeine, just like feeding the Grover. AA Intercape, I'll be back.
Just out of curiosity, what repeater are we using, WANYXM?
I just have it marked as Detroit in my radio. It's Detroit 440.
Okay, yeah, I got it marked as Detroit here. I didn't even know what band it's on. The SAGE-ADHS and all that community. Anyhow, but it's working. What can I say? Did pretty good because I was out around, I was north of Great Lakes Crossing when I first picked you guys up. So it's a pretty good repeater.
KC8LTS down in downtown Detroit. WIX.
You know what building it's on?
What was that?
Do you know where or what building it's on in downtown Detroit?
Yeah, it's on a federal building.
Okay. Back when I was a working stiff, I used to wave to the people on top of the Edison building when they were doing antenna work.
Yeah, I remember that. This one's on top of the federal building downtown. The fellow that put it up at the time was
working for the Fed, but now he's not. he's in the public sector now. He's in the private sector now.
I work for the state. I'm in the retired sector now. And you know what? That's a good thing.
I know. I'm there too.
Yeah, I can remember when retired is what you did when you had a blast. But now I'm retired and loving it. Plus, I have money to spend at slots, which is something I was a little short on when I was working.
Oh, that's right. Today's the Lance Cruz flop, right?
Why do you think I'm in range of the Detroit repeater?
Well, it's snowing over here. Okay. Well, I'm not going anywhere. And nothing to spend and no wants anyway.
Yep. Yeah. The roads are not perfect, but I'm used to, well, a lot worse than this. The only problem is the drivers. Some of them are a little bit, difficult. Like this idiot in front of me doing about 35 in the 70.
88, okay.
Well, he's now behind me. Go ahead, 88, okay.
Well, it's pretty slick here out on the surface roads, and it is. You don't want to try anything fast, that's for sure. People are doing 35 here, and it's about as fast as is safe. Well, it seems that people are going faster, and they're going to have some kind of fun stopping. ABS or not. 888 or okay.
Well, I had one time when I had to slow down that I think the ABS might have kicked in, but let's just say it wasn't even exciting. I was so far behind the guy in front of me that, I believe in following at a distance.
Well, for those who care, I'm not publishing the sunspot solar flux report right now. Sunspot number went down to 134. Actually, it went up to 134, but the solar flux index, the important number that tells you what your propagation is going to be, is at 200.
Ouch, that's high. Three-quarter mile to my exit.
Yeah, we had a flare yesterday, of an X-class flare, which was a magnitude of 8. Erupted and hurled a CME directly at the Earth, so it's going to be nice for a while. Your CME is not supposed to get here till the 9th, but that's okay. And when it does, it'll spark G2 and G3 class geomagnetic storms. Catch you guys later. Drive safe out there. You too, Ralph. WINX.
Yep, 7-3-8-8-8, okay, I'm almost designated here.
Well, I'm getting close, I'm pulling off the freeway, WANYXM. I'm going to breakfast first.
Bon appetit, 8-8-8, okay.
K8VSI, K8VSI, KZ8 here.
Good morning, K8VSI.
Good morning. I'm just pulling in. Well, I'm about 50 feet from pulling in. Man, roads are slick.
Alright, very good. I am 8 minutes out and just kind of putzing along.
Cool. Parking lot's filling up. Looks like a good turnout, as usual, for this. Normally they don't open until the doors open. There's a revelation. Nope, nobody's in their car, so it looks like they might be letting people in. So I'll see you when you get here. I'll watch for you. AZ.
38 RUH.
All right, very good. We'll see you shortly, KE8BSI. Anthony, go ahead.
I am on my way there also. I'll see you gentlemen in a little bit. I just got to grab a coffee and probably 25 minutes out. So I'll be there just after they open up.
Excellent. See you shortly as well.
BE3TCS, is there a swap today?
Yep, there's one in Troy. I think it's Big Beaver and Rochester Road, in between Rochester Road and John R. on the north side of the road.
What club's putting it on?
I believe it's the Lounge Cruise Club.
Oh, I thought that was next week.
Nope, today.
Okay, well, enjoy, guys. 73BE3TCS.
All right, you have a good day also. KE8RUH.
Okay, I'm ATAT. I'm down to Troy. Roads are really terrible.
KE8RUH, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Got a late start out this morning, but kind of heading down there now. Coming down Bertrand Road to 75.
Yeah, the road's pretty bad up that way.
Yeah, it looks like they were plowed about maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, but they're getting covered back up already.
Yeah, I just heard some guys talking over on DMR saying up near Pinconning there's only one lane open on 75, and that's getting snowed on right now.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that it clears up when I get up to the highway itself.
Yeah, I'm on 696, and there's just a little bit of snow, a little dusting. Road's mostly wet. It's 27 degrees here, so not that bad, but it could change quickly, I guess. I didn't even know it was supposed to snow this morning. I didn't think we were getting any snow again for a week or two, but who knows? Here we go. It'll keep coming. It's supposed to be a pretty bad winter.
Yeah, and I think on Wednesday it's supposed to be about 34 and like a 50% chance of rain snow mix.
Oh, well, that won't make for an exciting day, huh?
Oh, it's only one of the only couple days I got to work next week, too.
Yeah, nothing like the morning commute in in terrible weather. People lose their mind and quickly.
One thing I forgot to do is check to see if I actually have the Detroit repeaters programmed in and headed down there. I'm going to have to look at my UV5R because I don't have the call signs memorized, and my radio only gives the call sign.
Yeah, where are you headed?
Oh, down to that Hamfest, Beaver Road in Troy.
All right, yeah, that's where I'm on my way to also. It's, as I travel further west, I'm at 696 in Hoover, the roads are getting a little bit worse, but they're still not bad.
I'm just about to come into Birch Run now, and it's actually getting a little bit cleared up, but this is a county road anyways. It's one of the first roads they clear, so it's usually not too bad.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a repeater in Warren called the FBI that will cover that area, and you'll probably be able to get it once you get south of M59. So that'll get most of your coverage, which is linked. That's what I'm talking on right now.
Yeah, I just got to find out which one I have saved to in memory.
Yep, I know how that goes. When you're not using them all the time, you forget, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was over the summer, I took a trip down to see some family in Pennsylvania, so I loaded it up with a bunch of repeaters on a turnpike and off through Ohio, Cleveland, Pittsburgh area. And now I just have too many.
Yeah, more is not always better.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off just a minute. I got to get gas. I forgot. I am, like, getting down there. And I don't want to run out on the way. K-F-A-T-A-P.
No problem. I'll catch up with you soon. K-E-A-R-U-H. K-E-8, are you H? K-E-8, are you H?
Anthony, I hear you out there. Did you come home with a boatload of stuff, or did you come home empty-handed? W-8-R-C-Y.
The ship is not sinking, but I managed to find the radio that I was looking for. Well, a radio that does what I was looking for, I should say. So I was successful.
I forgot the ID. W-8-R-C-Y. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I heard the throng of people heading out there as early as 4:30 in the morning to set up, crying and complaining because some of the people that were setting up the thing they ordered donuts or something from some Dunkin' Donut, and they never showed up to, you know, make the donuts or do anything. So there was a bunch of crying there. And then I heard all you guys heading out there, you, Greg, and others. And, yeah, you're the first one I've heard come back. So I figured, well, there wasn't either something there or you'd come back with a boatload. But like you said, the axles and the frame are holding up, so but you were able to find one thing, and that's a good thing, so I guess it was a success. What'd you get?
I don't know if I was doubling with somebody. Was somebody breaking in? Go ahead if you were.
I'm just the suspense. What'd you get?
I got a 706 Mark 2G.
Nice. Can't beat that with a stick.
No, not at all. Unfortunately, he did not have the power cord or mic with him, so I got even a better deal, but was able to pick up a mic while I was there and ordered a power cord on Amazon. Should be here tomorrow, so I'm rip-roaring ready to go tomorrow, and he's willing to, he has the all the associated cords and cables and owner's manual and everything that I told him if he's willing to bring it to me, I'll give him some money for it. So hopefully I can get all the stuff that actually goes with the radio along with it. But I scored quite a deal, in my opinion at least.
That sounds awesome. Good, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'll have to get the details for you off air. But, yeah, very good. I think that was on your list, so, and you can't hardly beat it, so, very good. And it's not a Japanese one, right? I had two of those just recently. They're fine for what you want to do, but they should go for significantly less than American-made one.
I specifically asked him that, and he told me it was a American-banded radio. So I believe it is the American-banded, and yeah, it was on my short list. It was one of the three that I was looking for. And it was significant. I got it for significantly cheaper than I would have likely paid for either the Yaesu that you sold Dakota. What is that? An 847 or 57, whatever it is, or an ICOM 7000. I did pretty good on this, I think, in my opinion at least. I got it for less than what they were going for on eBay, so did pretty good, I think.
Was there a good turnout when they opened up the doors? Because I know you got there just as they opened the doors, and here we are, what, about an hour and a half later? And it's, I guess, still kind of busy, or how was the crowd?
I would definitely say it was pretty busy. I mean, the parking lot was at least three-quarters of the way full. There was a fair amount of people there. I got there probably 15, 20 minutes after the doors opened. But, yeah, there was a fair amount of people there. Excuse me, a good turnout, I would say. And there were more people coming in as I was leaving.
Okay, that's good then. I will let you get home. I don't know how the roads are, but I heard some stories about the roads. So I will bow out and let you and Sean continue on. And I'll maybe say good morning to you guys in the morning. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
All righty. Well, sounds like a good for you. Got what you wanted. I didn't want anything, and I didn't want to drag anything there to sell. So, I was thinking about going, and I regret not going now, but I don't regret sleeping in a little. I got up at like 7:30, so I usually like to be at the swap by then. So, I guess I could have went. Anywho, well, good deal. I know Phil had a table, and I think Don either had a table, or I think Don had a table, too, so I know those two were going. And probably had some stuff out. I'm just too lazy.
I get it. I don't know if I wasn't looking for anything that I would have made the trek across town. So, but it was surprisingly worthwhile. I saw Greg and Dave there, and they were there probably about the same amount of time that I was, and then they got out of there, and I don't know, they may have been going to breakfast, but at a certain point, you didn't miss anything, and if you didn't have anything to sell, there wasn't, all you were going to do is buy stuff you probably did not need.
I don't know who that was, but you were noisy.
Yep, still not getting in.
Oh, well, they'll have to go to the swap and get themselves a better antenna or radio. So, all right, we'll look forward to how you like it, get it on the air. You said you bought a mic. The cords are pretty common. They're the same. I don't know. What's your other radio? Not sure if your other radio has the same cords. They transition to a new style somewhere along the line. Those have the classic Molex 6-pin or whatever. Probably got one laying around, but even if not, they're easy enough to get. And if a guy comes up with all the stuff for it, then it's weird that a guy would bring that to sell and not have all the stuff. That's odd. But, ah, well.
Yeah, he said he forgot that box. And like, okay, whatever. I may have one at home, but while I was standing there, I looked on Amazon and bought one for $12. I walked around three times, and nobody had that connector, so I hopped on Amazon before I walked out and ordered it. It'll be here tomorrow, and with any luck, I can, after work, get the radio powered up, start figuring out how to use it, and maybe Monday or Tuesday, try to get on that sideband net. That'd be pretty awesome.
Like you then get in this way, KPR, through the phone. Can't seem to get out from inside this building. Must be a lot of metal.
Well, the phone's got you out. So how is it?
It's busy. There's a lot of stuff here. A lot of people walking around. I sold a couple of things. Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Don's here, and I've got a table here. Sean, I'm surprised you got out of bed this morning.
Oh, I always get out of bed. The big surprise would be if I put clothes on and leave the house.
Right, yeah. I was just thinking about last night. I was watching it. So anyways, there's still a lot of people here, so feel like it coming by.
I probably should, but I probably won't. Oh, well. Anthony?
It does sound awfully busy there. Yeah, there was a good amount of people. Like I said, they were filing into the parking lot as I was leaving. So, worked out pretty well. I'm sure those guys are all pretty happy. There's a lot of people browsing, so hopefully there's a lot of people buying.
Yeah, well, nothing is lighting me up saying I have to buy it. Nothing that says it's trying to get money out of my pocket. I just figured mostly to sell. I sold a couple bigger items. That were heavy and have been hauling around for a while, so that's good. Just hoping I can sell a couple more things, and I'll be happy. So, all right, I'll get back to it and let you guys carry on. KATR, go ahead, Sean.
Well, you can always sell them if you make them cheap enough, but don't do that. All right, have fun. We'll catch you later.
All right, Sean, I'll let you get back to your morning. I'm about 10 minutes from home, so I'm glad I was able to get in and out of there. And I got what I wanted, so it was a very successful morning. But I kind of wish I would have got a table. I think if there's another one, I think Livonia does theirs maybe in February, or I could be totally wrong. I might get a table at that one and collect up a bunch of stuff and try to sell it.
It's always fun just to camp out at your table and bring some stuff to sell. That's always a good way to experience a swap, so I highly recommend it. But you do got to haul all your stuff in and out and all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's not that big a deal. Pick your stuff wisely. All right, we'll catch you later. Have fun, enjoy that new rig, and look forward to finding out how it did for you. W8FU.
K8RUH. Have a good day.
KE8VSI mobile.
Well, how'd you do?
Oh, I went to the swap, saw some friendly faces, lots of toys and things, old and new. Good turnout, good selection of stuff and tables. And then went and got breakfast, and I'm really full. Did not purchase anything.
Well, that was going to be my question. What'd you get? So I guess the answer to that is nothing. And you got breakfast. There you go. Sounds like a winner. Who was there?
I met Jay-Z Dave there. Yeah, Anthony showed up. He found a radio that he was looking for. Several of the Useka folks. HTV. The usual. Phil was there. Don, KBB. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I meant more, did you go with anybody? Not necessarily give me a recital of who was there. Yeah, I already talked to Anthony. Guess he got the 706 Mark IIG. That's cool. That's perfectly what he was looking for. And then I talked to Phil. He was on a little bit. He stole a few things. He told me Don was there. So, very good. I somewhat regret not going.
Yeah, it was exactly what I was picturing. I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately. I guess it depends how you look at it, but I really don't need anything. So there's that. And then it always intrigues me how I'll see these things from the past that I always wanted that I just don't need anymore. It's like, well, I could easily get this, but then it's just going to sit somewhere and collect dust. So it's like it's weird. Or I have a future version of whatever that is I always wanted that's much better. But for some reason, I still want what I couldn't get when I couldn't get it.
Yep. I didn't want to buy anything, and I was too lazy to sell, so I didn't go. That's been my MO for the last few years. I really should go get tables and sell. That's really what I should be doing, but that's work.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little project if you're going to do that. And then with an unknown outcome, you could do well, you could do medium, and you could do nothing. Any one of those is possible.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it was a good time. So there you go. And where'd you guys go to eat? You were down in my neighborhood.
Yeah, the swap's right there on Metro Parkway, you know where that's at. There's a bunch of restaurants across the way there. It's kind of like, I don't know where REI is, 16 Mile in Rochester. There was a First Watch there, and that's always a good breakfast there. So I got the turkey biscuits and gravy with poached eggs, and they're wonderful potatoes that are cut up. And Dave got some hash thing. I don't remember what it was, but both were outstanding. And I'm very full.
I don't think I've ever been to that one. Have to check it out sometime. All right, well, we'll let you go. I'm going to make breakfast. I bought some of my special corned beef hash the other day and thawed out in the refrigerator. It was planned for Sunday breakfast. I've just been sitting here doing other stuff. But I'm going to probably go get to that before it becomes lunch.
All right, very good. Go execute the breakfast plan, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
Hey, Greg, travel safe. Catch you later. W8FU.
K8RUH, anybody still at the swap that's listening?
Did you say you want to know about the swap? I didn't catch that part. This is KF8CFR.
No, I was wondering if anybody was at the swap listening. I just got a text. Apparently they called my name for one of the raffles and only have a certain amount of time to respond. But I'm not there any longer. Actually, I got a friend that I'm texting right now. He's going to find out if there's a way to respond remotely.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you'd get in touch with him. I just left there about 15 minutes ago, or else I would have ran back in.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I left about 45 minutes ago, and luckily there was a friend there that heard them call my name. So hopefully we can figure it out. And I don't remember seeing on any of the drawings that you had to be present, but who knows? We'll see. Thanks for responding. K8RUH.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't think you had to be present. I think they would get in touch with you and set up a time and place you can pick it up. This is KF8CFR.
They went as far as to say if you won that radio and weren't there, they would bring it to you. So you do not have to be present to win.
Very cool. Yeah, I know they were doing maybe some door prizes that came with your ticket when you got there. And then I also bought a ticket for the 710. So we'll see. Hopefully I'm still able to collect my prize. I don't even know what it was, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, what I stated was for the 710, that raffle. The door prize one, I'm not sure. Maybe you do have to be there for that one. I'll try that. No. But good luck. Let us know. KE8VSI.
Sound good. K8RUH.
Did you find a microphone and or power cable?
OW8RPM.
WLFU, Kate Pierre.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, you know anything about these, again, there's an older P25 radio here, a Motorola, hold on, it's a DA, hold on, D4KM model, do you know anything about those?
I don't even recognize what your Motorola, and then something KM, I totally drawn a blank.
Yeah, it's a mobile unit. I think it's a UHF, P25. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, DA4KM plus 068W.
Can you text me a picture of it?
Yeah, it's apparently a Spectra.
Yeah, if it's a Spectra, they're pre-XDS, XDL. They're a little persnickety to program. They can be a little persnickety to program. I don't know what kind of a deal it is or anything like that, but or what you would be wanting it for, but I'd be be somewhat reserved in buying one.
Okay, well, I want to hold $25 for it. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, like I say, they were the Spectra was the radio that was out before the XPL, and you know, we had some in service until not terribly long ago, even though they were way beyond service. They were a rugged radio; they worked well. They could be tricky to program. They changed the way you program them a few times over the course of their run, and they look almost indistinguishable from XPL, the earlier XPLs. As many Motorola's do, but is it UHF or VHF?
I think it's UHF based on what I pulled up on Google. Yeah, let me send you the. I got a picture of the front and the label and the plate. I'll send that to you and let me know what you think.
W8FU.
All right, KPR, I'll send it in just a moment.
He's still there, Phil. K8PR from W8FU.
I'm here.
Yeah, pretty sure it's a like a 40 watt UHF. Pretty sure.
Okay, P25.
Yep.
Okay, you need a special rib for it?
It depends. You need a rib box for the early ones, and then later ones were ribless, and there were variations in between. Some used, a particular cable. The Spectras were all over the page, and usually programmed from that rear connector. And there were variations, and I couldn't tell you which were which. We used to just take all the cables, and when you couldn't read it with one, you'd try the next one. There was like three different combinations.
Yeah, do you still have those cables?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I think I can get it for even less than they're asking, so just for fun, I might just want to grab it and have something to play around with.
There you go. That'll work.
All right, let me go talk to him. All right, catch you later. Thanks for checking. Gabe here. WAFU, Kate Pierre.
Yo.
Yeah, I was just talking with Don and Jack is here and everything about maybe going out and get some lunch after this. You want to join us if we do it?
Let me know where.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet, but probably leaving here in about half an hour, waiting for the final drawing. Yeah, we'll give you a call when we figure that out. All right, KPR.
All right, I'm not 100% in, but let me know. Like I said, it's a good chance. W8FU.
WAFU.
WABTD.
Who?
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta.
I see. What's up, Brian?
Just walked out of the swap meet with Phil. Trying to figure out what's going to be for lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah, I do eat breakfast and lunch from time to time. Just not so much right now because they're offering overtime.
Well, if you come east from the swap, there's not much. But if you go just a little bit west, there's a bunch of stuff.
KPR. How about this, like, Mission Barbecue? What else is over here?
I don't care. You guys pick where you want to go. I am at 16 Mile and DeQuinter.
Do one of those faux places, too. I don't know. Don, you here?
Don doesn't do fa. So, and there's not one that I can think of up that away.
Well, you guys like barbecue? Do the mission, please?
Again, I'm game for whatever. You guys figure it out and tell me where. I am just making the roundabout here. And we'll be heading west on 16 Mile Road.
You're done?
Double.
Is it down, KBB, are you there?
Hudson Cafe is not a bad place. Big Beaver just west of I-75 on the north side, across from the skyscraper there.
What's that place?
W-A-R-C-Y with a suggestion, the Hudson Cafe. Again, it's on westbound Big Beaver, just west of I-75, 700 West Big Beaver, on the north side of westbound.
Okay, Don's on the phone here. Are you guys still at the hall? Yeah, we're just in the parking lot here.
All right, I'll be turning in a moment or two.
Okay, who else we got that wants to join us? We got Don, myself, Sean, who else? Brian.
W-A-B-P-D.
All right, sorry, Brian, I forgot about it. Jack, I don't know what happened to him. He said he was interested, but I don't see him. Okay, Don and I are over on the west side of the parking lot. And Don just said he'll catch up with us wherever we go. I think try that Mission Barbecue. How's that sound to everybody?
Where are we thinking?
Mission Barbecue, just the other side of Rochester.
wants to know if they got something else. She says a little early for barbecue.
Are you in the parking lot, Sean?
Yeah, we're on the east end. Hold on. Hey, coming over now.
Okay, I was just heading that way. All right, I'm like in the front, right off of Big Beaver here in the front.
Okay, I see everybody.
Okay, so barbecue's not a good idea. What's another suggestion?
Go west, one of the first place. Hey, Jack, are you listening? This is your neighborhood. Can you think of some place?
Well, we remember Alex Rochester.
A restaurant called Alex?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Right, Alex it is. Brian, you got that?
So Rochester and what exactly?
I think Fast 59.
Oh, okay, I know where that is. You guys up for doing that?
I mean, I'd rather not go that far, but I got no problem with it, really. What's that, another 16? It's only about another 3-4 miles, right?
Yeah, I believe it's on the west side of the road, just north of 59.
All right, well, let's just do it instead of sitting here thinking about it.
All right, that works out okay for me. It's kind of on my way home. A little jog, but not bad.
Well, it's quite a jog for Brian and I, but who's counting?
Good all-around restaurant, you know, diner, breakfast, lunch, the whole thing.
Brian, you following? All right, we got still.
Yeah, I don't know where Brian went. He was here, wasn't he? I had some interference and it wouldn't let me key up the radio. Yeah, I'm just turning on to Rochester now. Interference wouldn't let you key up the radio? Yeah, it's got that setting that if there's traffic, it won't let me key up. I got to turn that off on the FM band. Oh, okay. That should be DMR only.
There's all sorts of places down here. What was Noni's?
Never heard of it. Noni's?
Yeah, we just passed a place called Noni's Grill. But, and here's Lukic Restaurant. All sorts of places down here. Ah, well. What beats a Sunday drive with construction?
Where are you guys at?
I'm just across Long Lake on Rochester.
Cracking out my GPS to find out where in God's name I'm going.
Yeah, I'm at the red light at Waddles in Rochester. Well, it's basically, let's see, M59, is it, that's like 20 miles, isn't it? Or is that 19? I always get mixed up.
No clue. definitely would have passed if I would have known I was driving this far.
Okay, no, Square Lake is 19, so M59 is like 20. And it's just past that on the left side, if I remember correctly. I swear, almost every time I come up to a red light, somebody blows it. It's like become standard nowadays.
Is there lunch? And which direction should I go?
K-8-B-B.
Okay, we're going to Alex's on Rochester, just north of 59, west side.
Oh, great. I'm just going past Rochester Road. Okay. I will figure that out.
So let's see how many of us are there. So 1, 2, 3, 5.
Well, let's see. There's Don, Brian, Jack, you, and I. So 5 as far as I've got. Account.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm just coming up to 59.
All right, well, I will be probably a good 5 minutes behind you guys.
Oh, we'll already have paid the bill and gone by the time you get here.
You did seem like you were preoccupied.
It was a bad phone call. I tried to log into the credit card website to see if a purchase I made online went through, and I typed in the wrong password. It locked me out because I typed it in wrong 3 times in a row because I was using the wrong password, and now what do I do?
Okay, there's a traffic light and crosses a shopping center on the east. Alex is on the west side. Turn left at the traffic light just before the Wendy's.
I know where that place is. It's pretty big.
very, very quiet.
Is it not supposed to be?
We're hunting rabbits.
What's
the order? Cincinnati played Buffalo in the snowstorm, KE4ZYQ.
Scanning got me.
Well, you're there now.
I just did PM on one of the printers, lubed it, cleaned it, but I gotta redo the poop catcher. It's catching about 1 in 5 pieces of poop.
Hey, not to get specific or anything, but that organization, are you back involved now? Are you going to be weighing in on stuff?
I'm going to fix the website. Stick my nose in that.
Roger.
I'm going to do something. Not going to run for office for another 2 years or 3 years, so I've got 3 years to do something else for a little while.
Is that how they do things? You run for the office?
Oh, no, I'm going to run for township government.
Oh.
I know, right? So I got 3 years.
I should run for city council. I just don't care enough.
Well, I do. I was asked. And I said, because I thought about it, I'm like, yep. So I'll throw my little head into it here. But it's kind of a, you know, There's two meetings every Tuesday every month, so there is a commitment.
I hate commitments.
Yeah, well, some of us have to do it. So I was cutting a Christmas present yesterday, and the poop wasn't, when it changed its filaments, it wasn't sending it out the back like it should have. It was throwing it on the bed, and then the head would crash into it and knock a, yeah, so I was like, all right, so I babysat it to finish the print last night, and then when I got up here about 11:30, 12, I came down here and tore everything apart, put fresh blades, cleaned the head, lubed it. So now I'm watching it. It's just started getting to the spot where it's going to start changing filaments. So making sure that it's not throwing poop on the bed.
Seems like people have a lot of trouble with those things.
It's not point and click. I mean, it takes work and effort. It's not, you know.
Alrighty then, I'll leave you to your poop. I'm going to go in the Walgreens here and pick up Mama's strip. I think that's all I have to do. I was going to go to Nino's and I decided against it. Do you have any Nino's up there? I don't think so. I think that's a down here thing. Fancy fruit. Well, you probably know what Nino's is. Alright, anyhow, that Walgreens, got to go get a strip. WAFU.
Well, I know it. It was my dad's account, so I heard stories. So, all right, there we go.
Okay, script for Mama and salted peanuts for me.
Thank you. a couple of minutes, but you are coming in. Back to you, KJBD. This is KJBD taking pre-ad check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. If you wish to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, pre-net, before you call out. This is KJBD taking check-ins for Michigan ARPSC net. Station calling. Can I get your call sign, sir?
November 9, uniform X-ray, November.
November 9, uniform X-ray, November. You are checked into the pre-net for the Michigan ARPSC net. Next station, please. This is KJBD.
WAD 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic, over.
WAD 8 AXB, you are checked in the pre-net. Next station, please. This is KJBD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the pre-net, please call now. This is KJBD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. If you wish to check into the pre-net, please call now.
Kilohertz.
and also 5346.5. So those are the three frequencies that we sort of operate around. Of course, the 53465 is channelized, so that's pretty specific. The other two, we try and get close. So today we're on 7233. Back to you, this is KJBD.
All right, right on. Well, I'm mobile, so I was hoping maybe you could fire me off an email with your guys' website so I can get that information. I'd like to print it out and have it on hand, if you don't mind, if at all possible. I'm good on QRZ. I'd just like to have that for a resource. KC8EHR.
Okay, if you're good in QRZ, I will pop you an email and give you the frequencies that we operate on. You're also coming in, we also come in on the VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. So that's there also. This is KJBD. Okay, it's a little after 5 o'clock, so we'll get things started here. This is KJBD. I'll be the net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 kilohertz and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OSCOM and Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KABD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ECRO, Washtenaw County, Michigan. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. I have NAW, NAWRO, NXUXN, N9UXN, excuse me, WB8, AXB, KC8EHR, K8EB, and KD8SWR. These stations need not check in again, but if the station's in net, please call them out.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
I copy N8NOR, next station, please. Any stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Kilo 8 says Juliet Bravo Delta, net control. Okay, I got a real light station. I heard a kilo and something 8. Could you repeat, sir?
Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf, no traffic.
Okay, I have a Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf, is that correct?
That is correct, Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf, you have it right.
Okay, got you in there, it was a little white. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is KAJBD. Nothing heard.
request sort of move on through the list here, and I'll take a standby at some point and see if we can check in anybody else. My name is Jim. I'm PHABD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. First off, PHADON Max, our service leader, is not able to make it today, so I have his update. So his update is, final planning meeting for Eye of the Storm, a statewide functional exercise, February 3rd, is Wednesday morning. The Interoperability Board meets in the afternoon, and the FEMA Region 5 OXCOM Subcommittee meeting is in the evening. Thursday afternoon, the OXCOM Work Group meets, followed by a planning meeting for FEMA R5 RECWIG. As Max wants everyone to stay warm, safe, and healthy, so that is Max's PHADON update. Might as well proceed with mine. We're still working on getting our group's IO completely up, ran in all the last stragglers into the system, so that's proceeding along nicely. Other than that, things on the radio front are, basically moving along at a very slow, burbling pace that usually happens in the winter. And also, this is one of the occasions during the year when I think about the all those folks that are currently serving the nation and those that have served, both living and dead, and I certainly do appreciate their service and their sacrifice and service to the country. So with that, I will now NAOBU your comments, sir.
Input today. I'm getting ready to eat dinner. I just actually sat down with the people in front of me, but I appreciate everybody that works as net controls and all the stuff that, that they do out here. There's very little that I can do, so that's what I do. I try to link this in each week. Yeah, thanks again for being net control. Everybody, please drive safe and stay warm, and I'll be monitoring here if I'm needed. Any OBU.
Thanks for sending it to Rick. We appreciate that. Let's move now to November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim. This is Tim in AWRO, one of the AECs from Macomb, another G2 county. First on the list, we're creating a new MICON liaison procedure document. During the wintertime, we got a little extra time. So it's for next year, and we really appreciate St. Clair County's help with that. We pretty much copied a lot from their document. Personally, I'm looking forward to being one of the key stations for next season for Macomb County. Another item is that the postcard recruitment project is back in full swing now, that the FCC is open, and our deputy EC, Mike, he handles VEC training sessions, and he handed them out. We had four people pass last night at his area, and he just hands the postcards out there, so it saves postage like that. And lastly, tomorrow night we have our organizational meeting for our 501c3. We're going to have the bylaw vote, and hopefully we'll be official by tomorrow night. That's all for Macomb County. As always, thanks to control operator Mike, N8OBU, Jeff, KE8SWR, and all at Central Michigan for making the link available. We're on our local UHF or VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Jim.
Hi, 8WRO. Thanks for your comments there. Yeah, becoming a 501c3, we certainly try to take advantage of that here. And it sounds like you guys are really staying busy, actually, during the winter there, which I think is good to hear. Anyway, thanks very much for joining the net. Let's move next to November 9, Uniform X-Ray November. Your comments, sir. N9 UXN, your comments, sir.
Hey, I have family and friends in Michigan. Just thought I'd check there and see if my temper is set up with MTFR.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks for checking in from Northern Iowa. We certainly appreciate that. You guys got a little snow out there, too, I hear. Anyway, thanks very much for checking in. Any further comments, sir?
No, we're clear. And I direct
them. Okay, thank you for checking in. KJBD, net control. Let's move next to Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Charlie, your comments, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Jim and everybody. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Calhoun County, District 5. Been kind of a slow ham radio week, or 2 weeks actually, since we met. Helped to friend last Saturday with some vintage sheepskin equipment. Of course, you almost have to say that word vintage in front of the word heath kit nowadays, because they haven't produced any ham kits in quite a long time. So trying to get, last week we worked on the HW 5400, and that was probably the kit that broke heath kits back. So we're trying to get it to run and be calibrated. Let's see, I believe this coming Kalamazoo will have its Racy's meeting. Haven't had the official confirmation for that. But that should be, of course, the last meeting of the year. And just looking around at some antenna tuner building projects that I have, and some other ham radio things that need to be done now that I'm inside and away from outside projects. So good to hear everybody. I heard the 2 station and the 9 station. So 40 meters is working close in tonight, and you know, working out into the other Midwest and towards New England. So that's really good. So let you keep rolling along. Very glad to hear N8NOR also checking in. So K8JBD from WD8AXB, over.
WD8AXB, thanks for your comments, sir. And yeah, I remember the very first heat kit I put together was a piece of test equipment for a car way back in the day. It was actually kind of fun. This darn thing actually is still around and works. So with that, let's move next to Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Well, thank you for picking me up. Not checked in here before. I think I've checked into the ARPSC net before, but not this route, and not actually very often. Oh, anyhow, my wife and I, we're out running a few errands. We stopped at some friend's house. They are also hams, and chewed the fat with them for a moment. And we thought we were done making some runs, but we thought we'd grab a couple of gifts for the grandkids, and we were able to nail down where they're at, so we're en route to Jackson now. We weren't planning on that, but it's our one day this week. It looks like we're going to have time to really do something like that, so we're going to take advantage of it. Nothing as interesting or as formal as everyone else, and with all the preparations and stuff you guys are doing in regards to ARPSC, but wanted to jump in, heard you out here, and give you another count. Everyone have a great night. 73, God bless. KC8EHR.
Mike, ACADHR, KHABD. Yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Have a note down to pop an email with the frequencies and the time so you've got it and can check in whenever you want. And in terms of getting things done, always strike when the iron is hot is what I try to do. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. I'll take a standby now. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET? Please call now.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu.
I copy Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Next station, please.
And this is Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa. Chris, Ottawa County with no traffic.
W-A-C-O-P, got you in. Next station, please.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo India. No traffic.
Okay, I copy Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo India. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to Kilo 8, Echo Delta. Your comments, sir.
KHABD and the Michigan ARPS net. K8 Echo Delta in Royal Oak. Very good evening to all. Usually I'm not home at this time on this day, but I happen to be today, so I thought I'd check in, and it's been years since I checked in this net. The only one I'm really familiar with the call is WD8AXB, and good to hear you there, Charlie. I'm the section traffic manager for the state of Michigan, and I'm involved in the traffic handling, and I was just wondering if anyone interested in becoming more involved in the national traffic system. I'll be happy to give you more information, and my email is okay on QRZ. And talking about the old heat kit, my dad first built the AR-3 in 1957, and we all started out in with the EX-40 transmitter and the Mohawk receiver. So, let's see, I guess won't hold it too long, so I'll turn it back to you there, Jim. And thanks for taking the net. KHABD, KADD.
KADD, ED. Thanks very much for your comments there. Is there anyone with any questions for KAED regarding the national traffic system? If so, please call now. Okay, nothing heard there, so we'll move on. Once again, KAED, thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. Let's move now to KD8SWR. Your comments, sir.
Hey, everybody. Too much to add tonight, I guess. Just a pretty big project going on. Taking all my time. I have to do the amateur radio, but still trying to get stuff done. Back tonight. Keep it up,
Sugar. Hi, KASWR. Once again, thanks to the guys at Central Michigan for setting up the links here. Let's move next to N8NOR. Your comments, sir.
KAGBD, this is N8NOR. Good evening, Jim, and to everybody on the net. Not too many comments tonight. Just trying to stay warm. I know it's going to get pretty cold the next couple of nights. So luckily, my antenna has survived outside my D5RV. Everything seems to be working with the last few major snowfalls we've had, so I'm not complaining at all. Hopefully my audio sounds good tonight. And I will turn it back to you. KAKBD, this is NA-NOR.
NA-NOR, this is KAKBD. Yep, oh, getting you loud and clear here. And yeah, it's always good not to have to go out and mess with antennas when it's really, really, really cold. Anyway, thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move to Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. This is KJBB, so this is NARPFC net. Your comments, sir. Okay, nothing heard. You're out there? I couldn't hear you. Could anybody else hear Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf? If so, let me know. Okay, nothing heard, but if he's out there and he can hear me, thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Your comments, sir.
Net Control, this is KE8TUZ. Thank you for picking up my call. The name is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo, and I'm here in Morgantown, Whiskey Victor. First time checking to the net. I just put a new antenna up this afternoon. I got a NVIS dipole fan antenna on the 80 meters and 40 meters, and you are a 5'9 here at the Whiskey Victor. Could I have your call sign for anything and the name of your net, please, for my log so I can plug back in? Back to Net Control, this is KEHTUZ.
Okay, KEHTUZ. My call sign is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. And I was born and raised in West Virginia, sir. Good to have you check in. Back to you, KAJBD.
Captain Roger, KAJBD. Yeah, I'm here in Morgantown. I am about 1 mile from the West Virginia University football stadium here in Morgantown. It's about 42 degrees right now. There's some snow melted, and I am happy to see that I am able to pick you up, I believe, somewhere in central Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We're near Ann Arbor, if you've ever heard of the small school called the University of Michigan. That's very, very close to where I live, and I spent 4 years in Morgantown there. Once again, thanks for coming in, and I've got you probably a good 5x9 here. Good clear readable. Thanks for checking in, sir. This is KABD.
Roger that, KAKBD. This is KEHTUZ. I'll say 73 to you. Can I have the name of your net, please, so I can write it down and I can check back in with you?
Could you repeat the name of what, sir?
The name of your net.
This is the Michigan ARPSC net. Michigan ARPSC net. We meet at 5 p.m. Every Sunday, Eastern Time. This is KAJBD.
Roger that, KAJBD. This is KEHTUZ. Again, thanks for picking up my call, and I'll say 73.
Okay, 73, sir. Let's move next to Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa. Your comments, Chris?
KAJBD and the group from W8COP, Christian Rose City, ECRO for Ogama County. And we got 16 degrees up here and about 14 inches of snow. So we can stay on the warm side of the door. We had an upgrade to our repeater system in West Branch. Emergency management was able to score a nice amount of money to assist the group in purchasing a Motorola with a Homeland Security agreement, and we've got that online, and it's working just gangbusters. We went from 50-watt repeater to 100-watt repeater, and it's working great. So our thanks to Mike Bowers and Baltimore County Emergency Management for making that happen. Other than that, not a lot going on the area's racing side. So with that, Jim, thanks for doing the net. Great job as always, and I'll throw it back to you and say 7-3 from W8COP.
Hi, W8COP, this is KAJBD. Glad you guys have a really gangbusters repeater set up there. It's good to hear that. And it's about time for me to start getting back into the Thursday Very Jeff net and start picking back up into that. There's a lot of stuff that's been sort of compromising my Thursday mornings there, but I look forward to getting back into it now that things will hopefully settle down a little. And maybe we'll be able to touch base there also. Anyway, thanks for your comments, sir. Good to hear that. Let's move next to Kilo 8. Zulu Romeo India. Your comments, sir. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo India. You're up for comments, sir. Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. Let's do one last check out there to see if anybody wishes to check into the Michigan ARPSC net. KBDJ Control, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, Zulu Sierra Kilo, Keith Mobile.
Hi, KBDJ-FK, good to hear you, Keith. This is KBD. Your comments for the net, sir?
Hey guys, I'm mobile, so didn't get the whole net, but glad to hear some of the very good activities going on to help the ARPSCs. Jim, thank you for taking the net. 7-3 from KD8ZSK in the mobile.
KD8ZSK, KGBD. Yeah, good to hear you there. Another one of those D2 folks here. We had one from Macomb in too. NAWRO. We ran into him not too long ago. Anyway, thanks for checking in, sir. Any other questions for the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now.
Yes, net control, please recognize Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec.
I copy Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Any other check-ins, please call now.
Net control, please recognize Whiskey Number 2, Juliet, Lima, Delta, Rochester, New York.
203, Mike, roll. Okay, I copy Whiskey 2, Juliet, Lima, Delta, and there was a Mike Goff that kind of doubled. Could you call again, Mike Goff?
203 Mike Golf. Now here's Mike. Back to net.
Okay, Kilo 3 Mike Golf. Got you in. Next station, please, for the Michigan ARPSC net. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Your comments, sir.
Yes, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. First of all, I want to thank you and all on the ham radio net and any nets for all you do for public service and for communication purposes. Very proud to be part of a brotherhood and sisterhood of ham radio. So thanks for all you do. Back to net, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, thanks very much. We certainly appreciate your checking in. That's always good to have a lot of folks check in. Let's move next to Whiskey 2, Juliet, Lima Delta. Your comments, sir.
Roger, Roger. Well, thank you very much for taking my check-in the very first Sunday in December. And back here in the ham chat, ham chat chair, so you got a couple of two, three times. Drinking my bean juice for listening to the net. Thought I'd exercise my right as an amateur radio operator and check into the net. And I just love HS. Just absolutely love HS. Only been licensed as a general for 3 years, but man, I tell you something. Once I got licensed as a general, it was like somebody opened up Pandora's box, and yeah, now you can't even shut the box. Hi, hi.
Whiskey
2, Juliet Lima Delta, thanks very much for checking in. Yeah, HF is a whole lot of fun. I spend a lot of time sort of cruising around trying to find DX on a regular basis. It's always fun. Thanks very much for checking in, sir. We certainly appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo 3, Mike Golf. And that's probably a Pennsylvania guy.
Yes, sir, it is. This is Net Control. This is Kilo 3, Mike Golf, K3MG. Our channel here is Mike. My location, southwestern Pennsylvania. Little town called Butler, just north of Pittsburgh, and a great column off of Pennsylvania. Of course, Butler got to know to ride here last July with the attempted assassination of President Trump. See, we have no traffic for the net. Just thought I'd drop by and say hello. We're on TS-530 Sugar, so maybe a little bit of drift here, so please bear with me. Such a holiday out there with all the veterans, for today is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Net Control, thank you much for being with us, and see his greetings to all. K3MG.
Hi, K3MG. Thanks for checking in. My wife's from Pennsylvania and has lots of relatives there, including the Pittsburgh area. So, spent a lot of time in the last 40 years in Pennsylvania. Love the state. It's great. Anyway, thanks very much for checking in, sir. Certainly appreciate that. And, season's greetings. Merry Christmas to you. This is KJBD, Net Control for the Michigan ARPSC Net. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Victor Echo TV, Mike Yankee Oscar.
Okay, I got a Victor something Mike Yankee Oscar. Could I get your call time again, sir?
This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Yankee Oscar, VETMYO, Victoria Edward 3, Mexico Yellow Ocean, or...
Okay, copy that. Victor Echo 3, Mike, a Yankee Oscar. This is Michigan ARPSC Net. Your comments, sir.
This is my first time joining this net. I just detected you at random while scrolling through the 40-meter band. So you have an excellent signal, a 5.9 plus here in Toronto, Canada. So I'm giving you an excellent signal report here from my home in Toronto, Ontario. So good luck to all those hands on the air, and have a lovely, happy holiday. Over.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Mike Yankee Oscar, this is KAJBD. Yes, Merry Christmas to you, and please enjoy the season. You're coming in, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. Thanks for checking in, sir. Any other stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC Net, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. We will proceed to secure the net. Thanks to all that checked in. We certainly appreciate that. We had 19 check-ins from all over the place. Great net tonight. Great net tonight. Thanks very much to all that participated. This is KJBD Net Control. And once again, thanks to Central Michigan for doing the work for it. So the net is now secure, returning this frequency to normal amateur view, 73 all, KJBD.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
N-A-I-A-J. Just sitting here.